This is War Room Moments, the show that takes you around the world to share interviews with some of the most successful and most relevant people on the planet, hear their stories, and get the most important business lessons they have learned on their road to success, and get exclusive advice on how to implement their success into your life and business. War Room Moments is brought to you by the Strategic Advisor Board. Here's your host, Jason Miller.
Hey, y'all, welcome to the War Room today. Hey, I got a great guest today. Don, man, thanks for being on the show. I love your product that you have. I mean, I think it's a great product. And I want you to tell everybody just a snippet about it. I always say I suck at introducing people. So tell everybody about who you are and what you got going on, man.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited. My name is Don Sevcik, and I'm the creator of a site called Math Celebrity. So to describe it quickly, you can think of it as a Google for math. So you put your math problem or search term in the box, push the button, and in a split second, we'll show you the step-by-step math as well as the answer. And last year, we had 8.1 million visitors from 180 countries, both parents and students. This is my 16th year doing it, so it's been fun to be able to impact that many people. And you could think of us like a tutor away from home, where you don't have to schedule time, you don't have to worry about inclement weather, you don't have to worry about trudging through boring textbooks. It's just put your problem in, we will explain it nice and easy for you or parents of students, and then that's how it works.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Probably more like for the parents of students.
Yeah, sometimes mom and dad, what they'll do is they'll go in the side room, run the problem to remember how they did it. And they're like, oh, yeah, I get this. Then they'll take the paper and explain it to their kids. Yeah, so they look good.
Smart. That's smart. So, yeah, I heard that the traditional, 3 divided by 200, right? They're doing it different now. It's not the same as you and I learned how to do it, I guess.
Yeah, it's called, they do Common Core, and there's another one called, I think, Singapore Math. But the idea behind that was you give a kid another way to solve a problem, which is fine. But the problem is a lot of parents like our age and older grew up learning the traditional way. And so I think the big frustration in school is they're making them solve the problem one way. And here's the problem. Let's pretend that the kid eventually grows up and gets a job or starts a business and they've got clients or a boss. The boss doesn't care how you get the job done, so long as you get the job done. And wouldn't you want to do it the most efficient way? And I think that's the biggest complaint you hear from parents is my kids are getting boxed into a solution that may not be their best way of learning. So what we try to do on the site is we do it what I call the traditional way, how you and I learned it, and then the Common Core way. And you can just pick your button and it'll solve it either way.
Oh, okay. So you're adaptable both ways. Imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
You're already ahead of the game.
Yeah, a lot of parents were frustrated. So they asked, hey, can you solve this problem? Because we're tired of looking at these textbooks. So I spent about a summer doing it the second way. We got it out there and they were happy.
Yeah, I bet so. Man, that's cool stuff, man. Well, hey, I always like to kick things off because I want people to learn through your business experience because you've been doing this for a long time. And I promise there's plenty of things to distill through your story. So let's go back. Did your family, did you come from entrepreneurship, your family?
My parents were traditional 9-to-5ers, but my grandpa had a side business doing construction and bricklaying. So he was responsible for building some of the buildings in Chicago that still stand today. So that was one of my influences. The other was a friend. One of my friend's dads was a trader on the stock market, but he also taught options trading when I was a kid. And so when you grew up, you see the traditional 9-to-5 moms and dads, and then you see this guy. And I was like, wow, you know, he's got the 2 nice cars. He's got the house. But also he impacted a lot of people. He wasn't just about the money. He was about making an impact. So he donated a lot to charity. He was able to donate a lot of money to schools and help some kid that didn't have a lot of money, but he was able to put them through school strictly from his success from trading. And so that was one of my big early influences for entrepreneurship, is just somebody that took a different path, didn't worry about the 9-to-5 or what society thought, and just did his own thing. And he was very charismatic, but also took time to teach some of the younger guys like myself, like, hey, here's the route I went. It may or may not be from you. Here's the advantages, and here's some of the challenges.
Yeah. Well, those are, I love hearing that side of that story, because, you know, those are like defining things when you're young that end up like pivoting you left or right. Right. So, I mean, we could get into the whole conversation of, you know, I'm just now experiencing it because, you know, my oldest daughter's 30, younger or 31, youngest daughter, or my next is 26. So they've been out of the school system forever. But now I have a 7 and 4 year old, right? So I'm back in the school system again. And now I pay attention more now, right? And I really see, you know, how that education system itself, it is a system to pump out employees, right? And, you know, like it or not, that's, I mean, we got to have that too, let's be fair. So you got to have that too, but it's interesting to hear the stories of the wingman story, right? Where somebody took you under a wing, and now that the effect of that has, you know, got you where you are today. Or, well, I'm assuming that, but is that really what got you here today? A lot of that, do you think, that background?
Yeah, because I mean, when I was young, my dad, you know, I was 14 when he passed at 37. I mean, he had a massive heart attack. And, you know, we're talking about it after, one of the defining moments of my life was figuring out that he chased after promotions in the 9-to-5. He would stay late, and he didn't take care of his health. And eventually he got passed over for the promotion. And so hearing all the stress and the BS that he went through to get maybe a 10 to 15% raise, but then seeing my friend's dad, who wasn't ever stressed and did something he wanted to make 10, 15, 20 times the money my dad made and have more impact, that was a big moment for me. And I mean, that's kind of how I got started too with Mad Celebrity. Was it was just like my almost living my dad's cycle over again. Is I would have a monster year at my job, get awesome feedback at the day job, and then come to find out, hey, here you go, buddy, here's your 4 or 5%. And it's like, wait, I just saved the company $100,000. If you give me a chunk of that, like 10%, you guys keep 90. How does it work? And you were never able to get a rational explanation. And so that's how I branched out. As I said to myself, I'm not going to be my dad. I'm not going to be chasing the carrot and take on a bunch of stress to maybe get 5 to 6% if I'm lucky. Why don't I carve a different path? I can have more impact, less stress, and have way more fun at what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, isn't that really what it's about? I mean, in the long run, I mean, I know for me, it's people say, use words like legacy, right? Well, I don't really care about legacy. I care about a big footprint, right? And I think that's, to me, that is so much more than a legacy. That's more global that way. And do I care about a legacy? Yes. I mean, I do. And I work really hard to, you know, provide wealth to my kids and grandkids and great grandkids. And, you know, I say, I want my great, 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 great grandkids to say, if it wasn't for Papa Jason, well, we wouldn't have all these things. Right. So, and to me, that's impactful. It's not just that, I guess, you're just affecting your 25 feet around you. Right. I mean, I hope most humans want to impact far greater than that. Right. And, you know, I mean, what's your take on that?
No, you nailed it. I mean, you can have a very minor effect at a 9-to-5 job, and it's not knocking 9-to-5 jobs,
right?
Or you can make a huge dent if you put in the work. So a perfect example of that is my daughter came in the room one day because I I was working my day job. So she gets to see me 4 days a week. And she asks, hey, Dad, what do you do at your job? And, you know, I gave her the cookie cutter explanation, and it didn't sound too exciting. And then in that same sentence, she said, well, what do you do at Math Celebrity that's different? And I explained it to her, and she said, wait, 8 million people are using this? You get to help 8 million people? I said, yes, and I'll never meet them. And just watching her eyes and her reaction to that sentence told me all I needed to know. Like, that's my path in life. So watching my kids grow up and be able to see that, and watching how they react to both stories, is really fun to watch.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, and you get to see the impact of that, you know? I mean, I missed out on a lot of my first two kids because of deployments in the military and all that kind of stuff. But now these two that I have now, it's a whole different life for them now, because that's a chapter that was closed a long time ago. And now they're experiencing something totally different, you know? And, you know, this year was the defining year for us, that we decided to homeschool the kids. And my wife's homeschooling the kids. And, you know, I don't want to get into the politics of things, but there's just too many, I don't know, it's too much stuff going on. That's a parent's responsibility, not the school's responsibility. And I just don't care for it. I think I should be teaching my kids certain things, not the school system. But all that aside, you know, seeing them, like my son one day, he was down here in my office, and it was this blackboard. I was changing the whiteboard out for this, and I'm over here putting the screws in the wall, and I have my desk areas over there, and he's sitting at my desk, and he's got my headphones on, and he goes, you know, God damn it, Bob, your P&L's all effed up, right? And I was like, I did one of these. Right? And he's sitting in my chair. But it just goes to show how much they actually listen to you too, right? And I was like, don't tell your mother. But I also, you know, about 6 months later, he said, Dad, I want to start my own business. And he's 7, right? And he says, I want to start my own business. And I said, what would that be? And he goes, well, you know that project I did for Mom where I smashed up old fire alarms from the house, and then I glued them onto the piece of board? So I want to do a business around that, and I want to call it Smash Art by Barrett. And I was like, wow, you put some thought into that.
Oh, yeah.
So we launched it, and now we get plastic stuff from our neighbors and stuff. And he smashes it up and glues it onto a little board, and we sell it on eBay. I mean,
it's a smart kid.
It's crazy, man. I mean, it's not like he's making millions of dollars off of it, but he's it's instilling that business acumen in him at a very, very young age, which is really cool.
Well, it's nice too, because you've been through the ringer. So mm-hmm. It's not like you're someone off the street who's teaching business, but never did it. Mm-hmm. You've been through the trenches. So it almost speeds up their learning curve, which will help them immensely.
Yeah. And you know what? I know, and I understand that we have to have employee models in the world, right? Not everybody can own a business. Otherwise, well, nothing will get done. Right? But I think we could at least at a minimum educate a little bit more on it, right? Of, hey, look, this is a pathway you can take. And that's not really happening. I mean, even the military does a poor job of it. Coming out of the military, they have, it's called Boots for Business, Boots to Business. But it's like 8 hours. You sit through it, and it's nothing but a big pitch deck. That's all it really is. And I don't know why we don't put the emphasis on that. But, you know, you look at, for instance, how you've came up in business with what you're doing. And, you know, how do you reconcile that when it comes to the future business owner of today, right? It seems difficult to try to get that point across that, you know, you can do more if you choose to.
Right. And not be confined to the traditional model like you talked about. Mm-hmm. It's funny you mentioned that because I wish more businesses talked about this. I've seen a couple articles with Silicon Valley and some of the higher level hedge funds. They're talking about intrapreneurs. So you get a high performing employee to treat his division like his or her division like their own business. Mm. And then that attitude of entrepreneur carries throughout the company. So it's almost like you have a company of many entrepreneurs building out their area. And lo and behold, when you watch what happens with that, the business grows, right? Because people take on the thought of this is not just a job. It's like, I own this division. Well, ownership, as you know, is going to inspire you a hell of a lot more than just having a regular job. So hopefully we see more of that.
Yeah, that's amazing. I haven't heard of that. That's really smart too, if you think about it, right? It's kind of like a co-op model, huh?
Yeah, almost like that. And then, you know, if the entrepreneurs do good, some of them eventually get equity. So there's motivation there as well.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that idea. Well, awesome, man. Well, there was a lot of little nuggets in that conversation for sure. But, you know, for our hard heads, let's hit them on the head with your three go-to business tips that you would give any young founder or hell, even an old guy like you and us.
Sure. So probably number one on the list is something called inversion. So if you've ever followed, and he recently passed, but Warren Buffett's partner, Charlie Munger, was a big proponent of this. So inversion is, instead of asking yourself what you should do right in business, instead ask yourself what you would do to hurt the progress of your business and then just don't do it. So this kind of comes from the wisdom of when the reporters back in the 1500s or whenever it was, when Michelangelo was carving the Statue of David, they asked him, how did you do this? And he said, I looked at the block and I just cut away what isn't David. So if you cut away what isn't, you're all that you're left with is what you should be doing. So inversion has saved me and helped me more times than I can count. That would be my first tip. The second tip would be A/B testing. So when you start a business or when you're thinking about starting a business, you're going to have lots of people around you without vested interest giving you their opinions. This will never work. You don't have the skill for this. This idea has never been proven. And the best way to test any of that is A/B testing. So for your listeners that don't know, A/B testing is you keep everything in your life or your business the same, and you change one parameter. And then you test it enough where it has statistical relevance, and then you can see. So an example of that is, what happens, for example, if I change the color of a button on the website, right? My website is exactly the same, but I change the color of the button. Will conversions go up? Will they go down? Or will they stay the same? And that way, you don't have to listen to opinions or pontifications of people. You can just test it with your customers. That's number two. Number three, I would say, is I'm a big fan of Kaizen. So it's loosely translated in Japanese. That's small continuous improvements. So if you were to take a skill in business, it can be anything, sales, lead gen, automation, whatever, and you get 1% better. After 30 days, I think you're only 31, 32% better. But after a year, I believe it's like 2,780% or something like that. So you would take on your calculator 1.01 raised to the 365th power, and it will blow your mind. Because if you get 1% better at anything, it's not a lot, right? It's not a big ask. But if you compound those gains and those wins over time, it's unimaginable what you can accomplish.
Yeah, man, that's some great advice right there. That's sometimes we don't think of the simplicity of that, right? And how simplistic that really is, just to add 1%. And just to get 1% better in anything is a huge win. Whether that's you're 1% better as a husband, you're 1% better as a father, or you're 1% better as a leader, a, you know, or just an average everyday employee. You're 1% better. Compounding. I love compound interest. That's such a cool thing. I always say business, you can compound business too. You can compound people. And, you know, we spend so much time 10Xing, right? I hate that, but anyway, I'm going to go with it now that I said it. We spend so much time worried about 10 or trying to 10X our business, right? How about we 10X the people around us instead? Because if we 10X our employees and the people around us in our life, shouldn't that inherently then have a runoff on the business itself?
Yes. Good thought.
I don't know. Maybe. Monday madness from me, I guess. I don't know. Well, it's Thursday. I don't know. I never know what day it is anymore. I don't pay attention to days anymore. Somebody asked me what month it was, and I said it was January. They're like, dude, it's March.
It's like, and you're like, close enough, right?
Close enough. I mean, we're what? It's first quarter. How about that? Is that helpful? Anyway, well, hey man, thanks for that freaking great input. And you know what's the website? How do people go use this awesome math tool that you have? Because I want to make sure we're staying focused on that too.
Yeah, you can go to mathcelebrity.ai. so it's just m-a-t-h math and then celebrity, spelled just like it sounds, .ai. You'll find a little box on there that says enter your math problem or take a picture of your problem, and we'll take you away from there.
Man, that's such a cool thing you're doing. I got to tell you. And I've got some ideas. I'll wait till we stop recording. but anyway, all right. So to kind of close the show, I'd like to ask this question. And that is, if you could have invited anybody here today, dead or alive, any point in time in history, doesn't matter, who would have you loved to have here and why them?
I would say Russell Brunson from ClickFunnels. And the reason why I say that is because I followed his journey for a while. And to watch him build a billion-dollar brand with automation and software, which is a big passion of mine, is really fun to watch. But also, he embodies a rare breed of somebody that knows technology, but also incredibly strong at sales. And when I found out that he actually got started by people would pay to become a lead in his business, I was mind blown. So just watching him evolve and continually grow that business, it's been fun for me, and I've learned a lot from him.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely is a tactician. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, he admittingly, I read something, he's not somebody I follow, but I mean, I read something, gosh, must've been a year ago or something, about how he decided that he could no longer be the CEO of ClickFunnels, and he stepped away from it and decided to take more of the creator role of, 'cause that's what he's good at. So, right. You know, good on him for doing that. And I don't even know if that's true, but that's what I heard. He's not somebody I follow, but there was something on LinkedIn or one of those platforms about that. And if that's true, well, good on him, because all he did was now empower the business to grow.
Right.
And get himself, you know, that's often the biggest problem with a lot of companies, is the CEO is the one that's in the way. Because they probably shouldn't even be the CEO. They should be in the creator mode. That's where they belong. And sometimes that's what the visionary, you know, role entails. Because being a CEO is, I don't know, it's kind of boring, actually. You know, you're just dealing with all the mundane crap. And if you're not good at that, you should probably look at not doing it. So.
Yep.
Anyway, well, cool, man. Well, hey, thank you for coming. I often like to say we all have the same 168 hours a week. Thanks for stopping by for 33 here and dropping some good stuff on the audience. I do appreciate you.
Thanks, Jason. I had a good time.
Yeah. All right. Cheers, man.
Thanks for listening to War Room Moments with your host, Jason Miller. Please leave your feedback and visit strategicadvisorboard.com to get the latest and greatest business advisement on the planet. Follow us on social media for updates, and we'll see you on the next episode.